The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
In the article where he said, look, I'm not calling anybody a racist, it's just they're just not sensitive to the issue.
I kind of think that's the case, too.
Yeah.
Bob McNair did have a black GM for a really long time.
That's like, hey, my best friend is black.
He spent his entire franchise's future on a black quarterback. I don't think he's racist, but I do think his political leanings are those that say all lives matter. Apparently, the Vikings are willing to offer Kirk Cousins a 3-year, $91 million fully guaranteed deal.
That's insane.
But you know what? For Minnesota, it kind of makes sense.
Garoppolo, his cap hit next year is going to be $37 million. Now we can talk overpaying. You're talking about right. 8 games and a guy. Not that Kirk Cousins has really done anything, but he's experienced. And over the last 3 or so years, you can argue that he's been one of the 7 to 10 best QBs in the NFL. You got to pay for it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. Hour number 3 of the Blitz underway on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
I'm nervous.
And if you listen to SportsMap 94.1, you should also get on the map, sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the interwebs. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts like John Granato, Lance Zierlein, Charlie Polillo, Barry Warner, Fred Fowler, myself, Barry Laminack.
Oh, thanks.
And Juggalo Trey. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out and you're a loser. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Coming up after our program ends at 7 p.m., you will hear Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. So that's what you've got to look forward to after us.
Hey, how sad are you guys that you're going to have to work extra on Thursday?
I don't care about that.
Yeah, like 30 minutes?
In, yeah. Yeah.
We'll survive.
Unless you want to come in for that 30 minutes.
Oh, no. I'm good. Thank you so much.
That drive-in's going to be longer than the actual show.
Yeah, it would be an hour and a half drive for 2 11-minute segments. That would suck so bad. So I'm thankful that you're doing it.
That's kind of like driving to Austin.
Shut up. God, I hate you. I just hate you. You know, you win some, you lose some. I lost the friend lottery. Can we just... You're the worst friend ever.
Yeah,
God.
I'm up there for sure. I'm up there for sure.
Hate you.
Yep. On what Barry's referring to is on Thursday, the Blitz will be on at what, John?
3:30.
Okay. Is that that's assuming that
no overtime.
Everything runs to schedule.
Yeah, they typically go 3 hours with pregame, postgame, and in-game.
Right. And that's if they start on time, because that means the early games would have to start on time and or end on time. So you never know. But we should be working from 3:30 to 7 on Thursday, which that's fine. We get out plenty of times. We get out early for Aggie basketball, so I'll come in early one day.
They win, though, it's going to be 2 days in a row that'll happen. Yeah. So if they win on Thursday, you'd have to turn around and do it again on Friday.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I expect them to win, too. I actually think A&M should.
So can I make plans for Friday? Since I'll be off? Really?
Well, no, because realistically, and you being Aggie fan should know, that team will disappoint you.
Trust me, I won't be making any play. I'll be ready.
How did you feel as Aggie fan about the Jimbo Fisher plaque presentation?
It's embarrassing. It is. There's no other word to describe it. Now, again, I'm not an alum. I didn't graduate from A&M. I grew up an Aggie fan my entire life, so I've watched the good and the bad side of the Aggie football program, and It's one of those. It's fake championship embarrassing. It is. It's, you know, you just prove it. It's literally what we were just talking about at the break. You don't have to tell people how good you are. You just go out and be good, and they'll recognize it. That's all. Just go win, Ags. Just go win, and you don't have to do all this pomp and circumstance. Because now if you don't, guess what's the first thing that's going to be posted on the internet when they fire Jimbo Fisher for not winning?
Is that plaque?
Yes. And it's going to have a crying Jordan on it.
2000 never.
Yeah. And it'll have a picture of crying Jordan in the wood grain. It's going to be. Why? Surely, look, it's a pretty. You've got to be pretty intelligent to go to A&M. Surely there was one smart person on campus that was like, hey, guys, this is really stupid. We're already the butt of the joke many times. Let's not give more fuel for the fire. But nope, they can't help themselves.
That's what they do.
They can't help themselves. So, yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, listen, hey, if that's what you think.
Just go play. Just go play.
If that's what you think is going to win championships, that's what's going to motivate plaques. Your guys.
If you have to have a plaque to motivate you to win a championship, maybe football isn't your thing.
You probably recruited the wrong guys.
Yeah, maybe this isn't that's your what bag. They need. And try chess or something. I don't know.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Did you see that Canelo Alvarez is blaming tainted meat for his positive clenbuterol test?
He's going to Alistair Overeem's butcher.
Alistair Overeem's, Dwayne Brown's, Juan Manuel Marquez, I believe, yeah, had the same problem.
Did Vitor Belfort ever eat that meat?
I don't think. I think okay. He just, his was like.
He's like, yeah, I'm cheating. I don't, whatever. Yeah,
his was just horse steroids.
Yeah. That was the meat.
I wonder, I sort of believe him because it was a voluntary testing program. Like, so he didn't have to do this. He's just like, yeah, just to prove everything's on the up and up. And then, well, it's not on the up and up.
Now, one thing that I don't know, I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on the radio. Has it even been proven that that's possible?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I wouldn't know that. I've never looked into it. I don't care. I've never even thought about using steroids. I don't know the ins and outs of it, nor do I know about eating tainted meat. But yeah, so if that's possible, then I guess, but isn't there, you would have to be able to prove it, right? You need to be able to say, this was the restaurant, this was the day. Let's go back and track where they order their food from. Where does that meat come from? Who owns the cows? And do they give their cows steroids? That would all be possible, right?
It would be.
If you cared enough.
Looking through some of this, Eric Morales blamed contaminated meat for his positive test ahead of his rematch with Danny Garcia. They fought anyway, and Danny Garcia knocked Eric Morales out and retired him. In 2016, Francisco Vargas, also of Mexico, a junior lightweight title holder, tested positive for clenbuterol. And they gave him the benefit of the doubt because the bad test was because he ate tainted meat in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about Dwayne Brown. From what I understand, the fight is still going down. It's still going to happen. But that's definitely concerning.
Well, yeah. If he wins, it's almost a no-win situation, yep, right? If he wins, then now this is hanging over him.
Well, to be fair, if he wins, most people who saw the first fight will say, okay, well, now you're even.
Yeah.
Let's have a third one.
Well, yeah.
Which I'm sure they'd love anyway. That way there's sort of a built-in, well, if he cheated, then Golovkin should get another shot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if Canelo wins, period, Golovkin should probably get another shot because he pretty clearly won the first fight,
right,
that they called a draw. So, hey, Jong, you awake in there? What are you doing?
What's up? Sending emails?
You remember earlier in the show when I said my one college basketball play today was Wake Forest plus 4.5?
Yep.
How come you don't have the TV tuned into ESPNU in here? What kind of producer are you?
You're so demanding.
I mean, that's simple. Of course, Wake Forest hasn't scored yet. It's 6-0.
I don't understand your fascination with college basketball. I really don't get it. I know some people love it.
Oh, I don't love it.
I've never been. I know you do it just because of the plays.
Try to make money on it.
But that'd be like, I don't know.
You don't ever do
hockey.
You don't ever do things you don't really love to make money.
No, I got out of that world.
Well, I'm still in it.
I'm not hooking anymore. I don't have to.
I'm still in it.
You're still in it?
Still giving $8
bees. Yeah, I tried. I even tried to sit down and watch some college basketball. That's not my thing. And I get it. I mean, some sports aren't for you. Some people love soccer and don't watch it or do watch it and others don't. But
fair.
I don't know.
Why is college basketball so anti you, but you'll watch college football?
I don't know. I think maybe because the skill levels, I feel like, aren't as... Like, I feel like the good players are few and far between in college. The drop-off, I guess. It seems like there's a bigger drop-off from the elite athletes in college basketball to the rest. And the rest constitute a lot more of average to below average play versus what you might see in college football. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know if I agree with that.
I watch a college basketball game and it ends 40 to 38 or 50 to 40, and I'm like, that doesn't interest me.
But if you see a college football game that ends 14 to 10, that's okay?
Yeah, I've been watching SEC. I know.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not the case that often. I mean, you're not going to see a lot of those.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're seeing these, you know,
it depends on depending on what kind of college football you're watching, but I also on what kind of college basketball you're watching.
Yeah, don't have to. I mean, yeah, Duke, North Carolina, something like that. Yeah, I'll watch that game because that's some of the most elite players in the nation. Or I know about Virginia and their vaunted defense, but I don't want to watch that for sure. But so I get that. And don't get me wrong, there are superstars. But when you start getting, oh, look at, you know, there's this Cinderella team and. In football, there's some stinker games, but you're usually not watching those anyways. When the Aggies play Vanderbilt, guess what? I'm not watching that football game. I don't care that much. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. If there's a 12 or 14 seed that's too deep into the play, that doesn't really do much for me because they probably have one, maybe two guys that can play ball on that team. Yeah.
That's fair.
So.
Aggie, though, has probably two or three guys who can play in the NBA.
They do. They do indeed.
And somehow they still suck.
It's the curse of College Station.
That's the Aggie way, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
It is the Aggie way. Look at all our NFL guys. How come none of those guys can play when they were in College Station? The hell's that about? And it looks like the NBA or the college basketball team's following those footsteps. All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back. Sorry, I had to belch like as we were coming in. I muffled it slightly, but I'm a little squeezed out. I don't know. I'm disgusted because Wake Forest sucks and Syracuse sucks too, but they're actually playing well. Brian Barrett, who is a Syracuse alum, every sports radio station you'll ever work at,
Syracuse,
there will be a couple.
Yeah.
He said since Syracuse joined the ACC, they've yet to win a single ACC tournament game.
Damn.
Which I found surprising.
Yeah.
But around the time they joined the ACC is also around the time they started sucking, so that's not completely shocking. They've had some good seasons, but yeah, never won an ACC game. Of course, it'll be tonight, the first night I bet against them, that they will. What have we gone over today? We talked to Jerome Solomon about the column that he wrote.
Yep.
Found out that he does not think the Texans are racist. They've just got some tendencies that might make you think that they are a little tone deaf to it. That's all.
That was the words he used.
And I think that's a good way to put it. Lamont says, which pay scale do you prefer, hourly or salary?
It depends. I just, whatever one pays me more. I don't care.
whatever adds up to the most.
Yeah, I don't care. Because I was in the corporate world for a really long time, and at one point I went to work for Halliburton as a contractor, and I was paid hourly. But at the time I was doing so, I could, if I took a week off, I could fade that. That was no problem. And I didn't have vacation. So if I didn't work, I didn't get paid, but it was fine because I could take as much time as I wanted or as little time as I wanted. So they both have, but I didn't have insurance. So again, it's just whatever at the end is going to be the most benefit to me. I don't have a preference. You?
I mean, I work 3 hours a day, so I'm kind of good with the whole salary thing.
Yeah. That's your hourly rate would be insane if you factored it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Now, you say that.
15-hour weeks.
You say that. You're selling yourself and what we do a little short.
Right. But it's
the prep
time
and having to sit down and watch games. Sometimes you don't want to watch sports at night, but you do anyway.
I'm on the clock for 3 hours a day.
Right.
You know, obviously I'm not going to come in here with no preparation done, but yeah, I'm on the clock for 15 hours a week.
It's like teacher kind of stuff. I mean, you think about it, they get three, 4 months off in the summer.
Right.
We're not even working that much.
No.
So
now
I'm with you in that regard. When you put it that way. Yeah. Give me the salary, but
I'll take what I'm getting.
Whatever pays me more.
What about you, Jung? Oh, who are you on the phone with? Who's he talking to in there? Who was that, John?
I'm on the phone with Glenn. He has some issues.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. Is he on the road?
Yeah, he is.
Tell Glenn you're working right now. You have Jose fix it. Hell's Jose doing right now? Nothing, probably. I swear. Yeah, I mean, I just want John to be the producer for 3 hours a day.
That's it?
That's it.
He's got so many other responsibilities.
I know.
He's a manager.
Those responsibilities, he's got the rest of the day to deal with.
But sometimes you can't control when an emergency happens, and if that falls under your umbrella of responsibility, you have to take care of it, AJ.
You need to have – John needs to
assign someone. Well, and if he doesn't, then what? Then there's no show at 7 o'clock, and that hurts our station.
He needs to have someone who he trusts, who works underneath him that – can handle that from.
Do you trust anyone else here besides
John? No.
Okay, then why would he trust anyone else besides himself?
I mean, I bet Tyler could get him on.
You don't think so? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Tyler and Nick. I don't know if I would trust Jose. He's not ready yet.
No.
He's not worthy. He's not in the inner circle. Circle of trust. Not yet. No way. Poor Jose. He's going to be like, I hate you, Lammy. Sorry.
Does he call you Lammy?
He calls me Lammy. It's a callback to an old show that Shock and I did on game day where I was like, I don't have a cool, like, because, you know, Mike Liebeschock, his nickname is Shock. Because I don't have a name that gives me no, like, Lammy is not a, Laminac. Lammy's not a cool nickname. Like, you get Hoff, you Hoff a beast. You get that.
You never get, you don't like Lammy, though?
Lammy's whack. Lammy's like, oh, look at, Lammy got new tights today. Look, hey, those yoga pants look good on you, Lammy. No, that's whack. I don't want that.
How about Lamb of Whack?
Even worse. Stupidest. Why would I want that? You almost made me cuss. I almost. Why? No. No. None of that. I don't like it. So that's why he calls me Lammy. Because it's horrible. Hope you're happy.
That's cute of him.
Okay.
What do you call him?
Idiot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Actually, I call him an intern because it pisses him off.
Intern Jose?
So, yeah. Oh, he gets so mad. I get a check. Okay. Intern Jose, settle down.
Yeah.
You and Trey, you're cool.
Clayton says, why does AJ hate Jose so much? I don't hate Jose personally. I just find Jose to be incompetent. That's all.
So back to our earlier. Just trying to help. John's like, please stop. I need him to help me right now. You're not helping. Some guy did say on the Canelo steroid thing, somebody texted and said it might be true because I know many ranchers in Mexico that use a lot of steroids on their beef.
Yeah, that's sort of the
yeah.
It's sort of understood that actually does happen. So I don't doubt the story. I actually do believe him, but I also at some point you're responsible for what goes into your body, right? Isn't that kind of the deal when you're a professional athlete?
Yeah. If you live in Mexico, isn't that a risk you're taking even more so? You're going to eat beef that's probably from Mexico.
Yeah.
So you're going to run that risk.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have a list of, okay, these companies use steroids in their meat more than the others, so you better keep good records so that you can prove you've ordered and eaten meat there. But then all the people are going to do is start using steroids and buy meat from there.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You know what the answer is? Stop worrying about steroids. Who cares? Just make it.
Let everybody go.
Yeah. It's like weed. You can either try to stop everybody from smoking weed or just let them smoke it. I mean, that's how alcohol was. What was easier, to try to stop everybody from alcohol?
Just let them go.
Or just let them, you know, force them to make hooch and create sports like NASCAR running hooch? Yeah. See, if they would have just done that, we wouldn't have to worry about NASCAR and juggle trade updates.
Yeah.
Much better off.
Juggalo Trey, I just see him on Facebook. Trey Campbell was tagged in a post.
Uh-huh.
He went to visit his mom.
Oh.
She said, I wasn't having a great day. My doorbell rang, and this is what I found at my door. The stress just all melted away. God sends you angels when you are in pain. He has sent me a few this week with Juggalo Trey Campbell.
He's
an angel. You love him, don't you?
I do. I have a facade that I pretend like I don't like him.
Yeah. It's impossible hate Juggalo Trey.
It really is.
He's too nice.
I'll go through like a 10-minute spurt while I'll say things that I regret later to him, like when I mock his breasts. But for the most, no, I love Trey. I love all the interns here. I get a bad rap for being an intern hater. I love them all.
Yeah.
Well, almost all. Some of them are... All right, never mind.
Some of them I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know half of them.
All right, we got to take a break. And, I thought I had a read here, but I don't. We will be back. We got 30 minutes left to go in the big show.
Stop stealing, Joel's.
Is that his? I didn't know you guys' show was actually also called the big show.
Is this called the big show?
No, but I mean, it's called the Usual Suspects and the big show.
You have to ask him.
Why is your show the big show?
As he designated that, and that's what we...
You guys didn't talk it through?
Nope. I don't bring us in and out of breaks. I can't control what he says. Just as in a way that Fred can't control...
Now, it used to be called the Joel Blank Show.
Right, when I was part-time?
Right.
But I wasn't here yet. Yes.
True.
But it was never called the Joel Blank Show. That was a filler thing.
Oh, that was just temporary?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was kind of catchy. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, Barry Laminack sitting in for the Falcon.
Now, did he get that nickname or did he just choose it?
I think he chose it.
You think it was self? You can't do that, can you?
Fred does.
You can't. Can. You get to pick your nicknames. Were you given Hoffa Beast, or did you be like, yeah, y'all call me Hoffa Beast?
People have called me that since like junior high.
Okay.
And I don't ever refer to myself as that.
As the Hoffa Beast?
Never.
Really?
And still people to this day, like people who have never heard that nickname from other people.
Will call you that?
Will still come up with that.
I had no idea that was a thing. I think it was during one of the fight camps that you had, or I just saw somebody refer to you as the Hoffa Beast. I was like, what?
Yeah. Years and years, people have done, and I don't think they all are, that people who don't even know each other, but random people will call me that.
That's weird. I would have never put that together as a thing.
I don't take it as like an official nickname. I don't
know.
I don't feel
Do
like
you
I
have an official nickname.
No.
So you're like me then.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
But well, I was thinking during the break,
nope.
Bama Lamb.
Nope. Don't.
Like the Black Betty song, Bam a Lamb.
Nope. Don't need to do it. Because I know where you're going. Don't like it. I don't need a nickname. I'm 44. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't need a nickname now.
Ram, Bam a Lamb. Ram Jam, Bam a Lamb. Ram a Lamb.
God.
Ram a Lamb a ding dong.
Oh my God, I'll be glad when this show's over. Ramalama Ding Dong is not my nickname.
That's your new nickname.
That's Raheel's.
You know who would like
Raheel
that?
Raheel Ramalama Ding Dong.
You know who I think would like Ramalama Ding Dong?
Who?
Joel Blank. He would like to refer to you as that.
You think so?
It's Barry Ramalama Ding Dong Laminac and Joel Blank.
I can see that.
On the Big Show.
I feel like you got a little hate in your heart right now.
No.
A little bit.
Nope.
A little bit of hate in your heart.
Nope. But Joel does hate me.
I don't know if it's hate or contempt. Does that make sense?
I don't think
he necessarily hates you. I think he's just like, because you mess with everybody. Here's the thing. I've known
that's
you.
That's my move. Like, that's how I interact with everyone.
But here's the thing.
I'm what you call a ball buster.
I understand that, AJ, but some people don't play that bleep.
I know.
Some people don't like it, and you do it anyways.
Yes.
So you don't respect their personal boundaries.
Exactly.
And then you were like,
that's
why?
That's my move.
Yeah, but then they're like, why? You'll do that, and then you'll piss them off, and then they get mad, and you're like, why is he so sensitive, or why is this guy such a jerk?
Yeah.
It's because you're not respecting their you know, how they want
to
be
Yeah, but they have
treated.
To respect that that's how I want to treat people.
But you're forcing it on them. You're like the Harvey Weinstein.
You're ramming it.
You're ram-a-lama ding-donging them.
I'm ram-jamming.
You're like the Harvey Weinstein of people's feelings. You're just inappropriately forcing things on them.
Hmm.
Yeah. You can't. You got to. Some people can't take it. Some people don't want to be messed with.
Sorry. I just have
just
to.
Just turned into Dr. Phil.
I feel like a...
I mean, how long have we known each other? 2009?
Probably around then.
Yeah. So
no, 2010.
Okay.
2010, that's what
so we've known each other for 8 years.
Yeah.
So I know, like, because people that be like, man, AJ was mean to you. I'm like, no, that's AJ. That's
how
nothing.
I am.
Yeah. That's how he is to everybody. He's like that
jokes.
To his wife.
Yeah. I just make jokes and I don't cry if you make jokes back at me.
No, not a bit.
Like people say, oh, you can dish it out, but you can't take. I can absolutely take it.
Yes.
I'm okay being the butt of a joke.
Yes.
It's fine with me.
Yes. But some people aren't, and they don't like it. And
well, those people can suck it.
Well, why would they, like, what?
They should change.
They have to change.
Yep.
Not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
Jung, were you one of those when AJ first met you and he was messing with you, did you have to adjust how you took it?
No, I take jokes pretty well.
Okay.
For the most
part. You
do. Well, the first time we met, he threw a Sean Taylor death joke in there. So we were kind of like, oh, so this is the type of show we're going to be doing. And at that point, I think Sean Taylor, I think he died that year.
Yeah, I don't even know if his body was cold yet.
Yeah, and he threw that joke in there, and then I think there was a rape joke in there somewhere.
R.I.P. Sean Taylor, by the way.
Yeah.
Prayers up.
So we got Ramalan ding-donged.
There was a rape joke?
I don't remember that.
It all blends together.
I love how he's all innocent about it. That doesn't sound like me. It kind of does. It sounds exactly like you.
I think it was at worst, a date rape or statutory rape joke.
Something
not like a
that.
Forceful rape
not,
joke.
Not a
no
rape
way.
Rape.
Not rape, rape.
Okay.
I wouldn't joke about that.
Well, then that makes it okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went from Matt.
Or prison rape, maybe. I do joke about that a lot.
Yeah, you do. We went from Matt.
I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, we went from Matt Dean to AJ Hoffman.
And Matt's a little more
conservative
than I am.
And at the time, Fred was the one that was cracking all the jokes, and then we had to adjust.
Fred did have to adjust to me, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
did you rub Fred the wrong way, much
yes,
like I do Joel?
Because I did for a while. And I would say when I first got here, John, would you agree Fred took himself much more seriously then than he does now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's willing to, like... The first couple times I started cracking jokes on him, he did not like it.
Very much like Joel. Doesn't like you to bust on him. That's not his style.
Yeah. But eventually he was just like, well, it makes for funny radio. So I'm just going to
take one for the team.
I'm going to get over myself and I'll be the butt of the joke when it's time to be the butt of the joke.
But how often, because here's the thing. I mean, with you and me, we'll definitely get into it. We'll mix it up, right?
Right.
Like, I pick on you as much as you pick on me, and it's a thing.
Right.
But how often do people really pick on you? You don't get picked on very much. You're kind of like you're like a bully around here. Like, you don't get picked on very much. Unless it's maybe me.
I don't, but that's not.
Who else picks on you besides me? See, you're a bully. You're bullying people with.
But it's not because they're not allowed to.
No, but a lot of times you don't go.
Joel does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Or is it just reactionary?
No, he always does the, I don't have any internet. Like he mocks me.
Your mocking of Joel mocking you is, that was, now Joel tomorrow is going to mock you mocking him mocking you.
Well,
it's just going to
so.
Be, it's some this weird inception
it's
mocking.
Mock fest.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I'm going to have to listen
mock out,
to.
Mock out with your.
Ding-a-ling out.
Ramalama ding-a-ling.
Ramalama ding-dong out.
I can't believe that's my nickname now.
Ramalama.
That's never going to fit on the back of my jersey.
I think Ramalama is good, and then people can just...
No.
They can just assume the rest.
That's never going to fit on the back of my XFL jersey.
Well, see
if
it's available
medium,
on Twitter.
You stick it a large, though. Ramalama.
I'm punter. What are you talking about? You've seen how athletic I am. I'm a punter at best. What are you...
Ramalama. Now on the field, Ramalama.
That's horrible.
Yeah, riding the camel, Ramalama.
No.
You rode that camel.
I did ride a camel.
Camelama.
Bingo. No. So what was the name somebody gave me? It should have been Camelac. See? That should be my nickname.
Barry Camelac. Yes. That would have been good.
Yeah. Okay, Lamont has something for you.
Okay.
He didn't tag you on this tweet.
Give it to me.
He said, since AJ loves interviewing everyone else on the spot, why don't you ask him, what does AJ mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah. Like, is it as short in, for something, or did they just call you AJ?
Like, do I have a legal name other than AJ?
Like, is it A dot J dot?
Their initials.
Or is it AJ?
Like AJAY?
No. Like AJ. Like, you know, there's like a...
So...
Like, there's a guy named BJ Smearhoff. I think that was his name. Did I get that wrong?
BJ Surhoff?
Surhoff.
The baseball player?
I'm thinking of
vodka. BJ, drunk Russian?
BJ Surhoff. Yes, BJ Surhoff. And his name was BJ. Are you just AJ or does it stand for something?
It's the initials of my first name and my middle name.
Okay. So, you're going to tell? No?
It's Aloysius Johann. I've said that before.
The only reason my
parents are German immigrants.
The only reason I laugh
it's not
at that
funny.
I know what it is.
It's not funny.
You're such a dumbass. Oh my God. You had to have planned this. Like this joke has been probably 27 years in the making. If anyone ever asked me.
I tell people that all the time.
He keeps it on a card in his pocket. What was it again?
Aloysius Johann.
Hi, hello, my name is Johann.
No, that's my middle name, but that's why I go by AJ, because some people have a hard time
saying
with it.
Aloysius?
Yeah, because Aloysius is written out.
What is Aloysius? Is that German?
Yeah.
Swedish?
It's German.
It sounds Swedish. German. Johann sounds German. Aloysius, German.
What do you speak, Swedish?
I mean,
give me another Swedish word.
Fish. Swedish, I don't know. Cheese, Swiss cheese. I have no idea.
That's Switzerland. That's a different country.
Oh, damn.
There's no Swedish cheese.
Damn it. There's no Swedish cheese. I kind of feel like there is.
Nope.
Swiss cheese?
Nope.
Oh, damn it. It's, chocolate? That's Swiss too.
Army knife?
Man.
Yes. Swedish army knife? Nope.
Man, Sweden sucks. They don't have anything.
Switzerland's got a bunch of stuff. They like
the Swiss have everything.
They
knives,
do watches, yeah. Knives, chocolate, cheese, windmills, all that
Sweden,
stuff.
Sweden, nothing.
Nothing.
Just you. Just idiot you.
And
your name.
Fish.
And Swedish fish.
Yep. And, IKEA.
Oh, is that Swedish?
All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, Swedish meatballs.
Oh.
Yeah.
They've How got did we miss
fish,
that?
Meatballs, and IKEA.
How do we miss that? Swedish
I don't know.
Meatballs for sure. So who?
Aloysius.
Aloysius?
Aloysius Johann.
That sounds like a pimp name, Aloysius.
Damn right.
That's kind of like...
It's hard out here for a pimp. You're trying to get the money for the rent.
Johann. Stupid ass.
What's wrong with you? Who makes fun of my name?
Oh, I don't know. Ramalama Ding Dong.
Ramalama? It's Arthur Joe is my name.
Joe.
Yeah.
I knew the first
Not
part.
Not Joseph.
I knew the first part.
Joe,
I didn't know Joe.
My, oh, yeah.
That's your dad's name?
Well, I'm a junior.
Oh,
I was born on his birthday, or I would have a totally different name. My name might be Aloysius Johann, for all I know. I think they were going to name me like Carl or Steve.
Right.
But then I was born
you
on
Hitler. Look like a Carl.
Like a Carl from Walking Dead. Like
with the one eye.
With one eye and like a zombie bite.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I was born on his exact birthday.
Okay.
I became a junior. So I'm Arthur Joe Hoffman Jr.
There you go.
That's the story.
There you go, Lamont. I hope you're happy.
Now, don't steal my credit.
Yeah. Aloysius.
All right, guys. If you've been putting off cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery, now's the time to do it. Get 35% off any cleaning service with Dirt Free Carpets, 35% off sale. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. For Dirt Free Carpet, go chemical free with Dirt Free. Nobody cleans like these guys do. Nobody's deep cleaning your carpets, your tile, your upholstery, even your oriental rugs. They're doing it with the best technology in the game. No soap, no unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals that are going to break down the fibers in your stuff. And right now you can do it all for 35% off. Just give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get 35% off any cleaning service, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry with a carpet cleaning. That's $100 value right there. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
All the time asking what you are, you're standing in the sand while it turns to tar. Wonder why I ever won the war when an estimated fall makes you want it more. Out of gas and it gets so hard to get.
Texas A&M's run in the SEC tournament begins Wednesday on ESPN 97.5.
So because we've had such a good time today with the name game, Ramma-Lamma-Ding-Dong names, and I totally forgot to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. If you were in prison and you needed drugs, who would you ask to smuggle those drugs in?
My wife.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's what a respectable man would do. Yes. Or if you've got a brother, that's also acceptable.
Side piece.
No.
Because maybe you don't want to get the wife in trouble, so you get the side piece to do
it. Yeah, but then if you get caught, that goes in the news, and now your wife knows you've got a side
piece. Just say, I don't know her.
It's true.
Yeah,
I would go wife, brother. Once my son turns 18, he would be my third choice.
How old?
Although now that
if your mom's 10, old enough,
they won't charge him as an adult.
That's true. Or if you have a mom or dad or maybe even a grandma still alive that's old enough to not care.
That's where this story goes.
Uh-oh.
Grandma got the call. Memphis, Tennessee. A grandmother is behind bars after visiting her grandson in prison. The Shelby County Division of Corrections observed visitor Sarah Griffin giving a bag of Doritos to her grandson, inmate Cody Clements. The officer immediately asked Clements to hand over the bag, and Clements allegedly grabbed a small object out of the bag before giving it to the officer. The officer then examined the object, and it appeared to be drugs wrapped in black electrical tape. Officers unrolled the tape from the object and found several individually wrapped bags of a green leafy substance, presumed to be marijuana, yellow pills, and white powder.
Damn.
After further investigation, the bags tested positive for 28.5 grams of methamphetamine.
Oh my God.
11.4 grams of marijuana, 40 bars of prescription Xanax pills, 1.7 grams of ecstasy, and 1.1 grams of heroin. Granny told police officers she thought she was just smuggling in a cell phone and didn't know it was drugs. She was transported to jail and is now facing a contraband charge herself.
Could you see her out and about trying to buy all this?
That's what
I say, like, player, where can I get some bars?
I'm guessing
at? What?
Cody said, hey, Granny, can you go by
Aloysius's
house? Grab my Doritos bag. It's got a hidden cell phone in it. So I can call you, Granny, because I know you're dying soon, and I love you. And Granny was like, oh, that's lovely. I'll bring you those Doritos. And then now Granny's in jail too.
You don't think she... Now, where was this? What state?
Memphis, Tennessee.
You don't think Tennessee... You don't think Grandma was in on this at all?
I don't know. She looks really remorseful in her...
Now, is she remorseful?
In her mugshot.
Or is she sad?
Does she look guilty to you?
Oh, yeah.
You
think
so?
Done meth. She's totally done meth. She's probably 30. Look at her.
Her grandson does have... a standalone goatee, which is always a bad look.
All right.
A teardrop tattoo and a neck tattoo.
Yeah. What you can't see is Granny probably has a tramp stamp and nipple rings.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying that your grandma, you don't want your grandma rocking nipple rings anymore.
Your grandma.
It might get caught in a belt.
In her belly button ring.
It might get caught.
Yeah. Oh, my nipple ring got caught in my belly button ring.
Exactly.
Help.
Exactly.
Life alert. Help. My nipple ring's caught.
My breasts have fallen and they can't get up.
All right. Barry Lamont, you can hear him from 1 to 4 weekdays on 97.5 FM ESPN Radio in Houston. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It's been a pleasure. You
As
can
always.
See him doing comedy at your local joke joint or Laugh Hut. Follow him
online. There's no Laugh Hut.
At Barry is Funny on all the social medias, or go to barryisfunny.com for tour information.
Yes.
Opening for Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan
no.
in the near future.
No.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, kids. Stay sportsy.